Hey, man.
What?
How'd we get in here?
Where's
the light switch?
I don't know. What? Here it is. It's over here.
Hey, man, I need the light switch.
Ooh, what? Oh, what is that?
It's me.
Oh, it's wet.
What is
that?
I'm not wet. Stop touching me. Pop it on your own shirt.
Hey. Stop it. Oh, here's the light switch.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better than dying in a workout gym. It's better than buying a too expensive car on a whim. It's better than getting torn limb from limb. It's better than calling a business and never talking to a real person.
Oh. Two Blind Squirrels in the morning. Blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's alright.
Thank you for calling My Life Ministries. Press 1 to go to heaven. Press 2 for an operator.
Press star to hear this menu again.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's alright.
Alright.
Please listen carefully, as some of our menu options have changed.
No, they haven't.
No, they haven't.
They haven't changed.
No, you've had that same message for 2 years.
And it doesn't matter anyway, because I'm going to press 0 until somebody talks to me.
Oh, yeah.
Me.
You know that I went on Google and I looked up phone numbers. There's like crib sheets out there of phone numbers for companies that don't publicly have phone numbers. And the crib sheets will actually tell you, okay, when you call this number, press star and then 0. And then, you know, it'll tell you the sequence that you need to get
to a person.
And
wow.
And
you need to find that website so we can promote it on the show.
It's awesome. It's awesome. It's how I actually...
How do you find it? Like, you Google... What are you Google to find that list?
I don't remember what it was, but it was something like, you know, company crib sheets or company call numbers. I'd have to go back and search it up. But yeah, it was very useful.
Cool.
So something that we never got to do,
yeah,
was your Christmas vacation.
I had a Christmas vacation. I went to Wisconsin, where they don't have temperature.
They don't have temperature?
No.
What do they have?
They don't have temperature. If you look at the temperature gauge, it says 0. No temperature. Right?
Like 0, like the gauge doesn't work?
No, it works.
Yeah.
They just don't have temperature. It measures, that's what a temperature gauge does. It measures the temperature. Yeah. When it's on 0, there's no temperature.
Oh, well, that's handy.
There you go.
So it was...
My dad called me.
Cold.
Says, hey, is it cold?
Yeah.
No, it ain't cold.
Ooh.
Oh, no, cold is 32. We hit cold about Kansas City. Wisconsin, beyond cold. whatever the next stage is after freezing to death, that's where we were.
Well, you reach a certain point where molecules stop moving.
That's where I was.
Like
that's where I was.
Like Kelvin or something.
Oh, yeah. In the spring, I think the fire will thaw out.
So what did you do while you were there? Since all this
went
no
ice fishing.
Temperature.
Yeah, the brother-in-law decided to take me ice fishing.
Ice fishing.
That's right. He says, "Come on, we're going to go ice fishing."
Well, I do that every summer.
I've never been ice fishing. Let's go ice fishing. So we went ice fishing.
I do that every summer.
Yeah, so do I. Put ice in a cooler. I go fishing.
Yeah, that's ice fishing.
Can't go fishing without ice.
No. It's hot out there.
That's right. So I went ice fishing. Guess what I caught?
A cold?
Ice.
You didn't catch a...
Go ice fishing, you catch ice. Literally, when you would pull your line...
Uh-huh.
First of all, be careful what you say. That's the rule number one. When you're going to visit relatives, be careful what you say.
Like what? What do you mean? I don't understand.
Like, I've never been ice fishing.
Oh.
Well, we're going to go tomorrow. Come on, go with us.
I've never been because I didn't want to wanna.
I didn't say I wanted to go. Never been.
Nunya.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't blurt out. I wasn't stupid enough to go, I've never been ice fishing. Hint, hint. No, that wasn't what I said. It was like, well, have you ever, you know, I mean, you know what they were talking about ice fishing, and they were saying like, you know what? I'm like, no, I don't really know what that is. What is that? A shanty. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, well, that's where you go ice fishing. Well, I've never been ice fishing. What is it? I don't understand the concept. Well, the first thing I learned when I went ice fishing is you don't cast it. Because when you rear back and you cast the line, it just skips across the ice. See, that doesn't work. Yeah, ting, 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 ting. Exactly. Yeah. No worky, worky. And so, the fish still see it. They still see the lure, and they hit the ice. Like, dink, 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 trying to get to the, but you can't catch them that way.
Yeah.
And so then I tried to stick my pole under the water and cast it. That doesn't work. You know, through the whole hole, they drill a hole in the ice. And so I stuck it down there and tried to throw it, and it didn't work. No, they actually, this is the weirdest thing about ice fishing. You walk out there. You put on all the clothes you have. Okay,
everything you brought with you.
Everything you brought with you, and then they give you more. That's exactly what they. I said, you have some. My dad had given me for Christmas some insulated pants, what? Insulated jeans with a lining on the inside.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, they're a jean, but on the inside there's like a flannel lining.
I had a jacket.
Why you never heard of that? Because you live here. Yeah. In Texas.
Yeah.
You had a denim jacket like that?
A blue jean jacket with the flannel shirt.
Sure. On the inside. That's great.
They're good.
Yeah. Well, it's warm. Yes, it's really warm. So I had pants on, I had two pairs of socks on, I had a regular pair, and they gave me a pair. Like a thermal pair.
Yeah. Don't you get sweaty like that?
No.
No sweat?
No, ain't no sweating going on. and I had my insulated pants on, had a pair of underwear on, of course, had my t-shirt on. Well, I'm going through the list, and
thanks for that.
You're welcome. I had a t-shirt on, I had a shirt on, I had a sweater on, I had a coat on, and then they gave me some insulated coveralls.
Dude, if you fart, you're going
to... There's no farting in this thing, man.
Good, implode. It'll be just
swell up.
Mm-mm. Just fall over on that.
Yeah. What happened? He farted. You know, so plus if you fall down, you can never get up because your arms won't move.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, they're stuck straight out.
Oh, yeah.
You get that whole, you know.
Oh, man. Rah,
rah, rah. So then they gave you some really cool boots. And the boots are sweet because they're like, I don't know, snow boots, I guess. Some kind of weird thing, but they're insulated. Yeah, and they don't make your feet sweat. They breathe, but they don't. They're waterproof, but they breathe out the top, I guess. Or I don't know. Get me warm. So then you go out on the ice, and that's the thing that you don't realize when they're talking about ice fishing,
mm-hmm.
right? But you don't realize you're going out on ice.
Stand out on a block of ice.
We're going to go to this place, right? We're going to go to Duffy's, I think is what his name was. And we're going to go over there, and then we'll go fishing. I'm like, okay, all right. So we went over there. We put on all these clothes. I walked outside. I said, where are we going fishing? It was right down there. Right down there. That's a field.
Yeah.
You know, it's just solid white from the house all the way to the next house.
Yeah.
Right? Like a mile away. Mm-hmm. A neighbor's house way out there in the country.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, right down there. I was like, in the field? That's not a field. That's a lake. Oh, there's a lake in there? just white.
It's all white to me.
So we go down there, and still, somewhere in my mind, I'm not getting this concept. I mean, I'm doing a lot of other things. I'm not thinking about it.
Sure.
But I'm just saying that in my head, because my mind hasn't gotten around this idea, somehow I think we're just going to go down there and push the snow out of the way and find water. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't really thought it through, but I mean, we get down there, and there's this big sled. They have this big sled, and they put a couple of buckets on there, mm-hmm. and they put the fishing poles on there, and the fishing poles are like a foot long. They're like the smallest fishing pole you've ever seen in your life. I said, why are they so small? Well, that's all you need. We're not going to cast anything. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess you're right. You don't need a long fishing pole over that. So they had 3 or 4 fishing poles. And then they bring this weed eater out. And they put the weed eater on there.
Weed eater?
Yeah.
What's that for?
A gas-powered weed eater. But at the bottom, instead of a weed eater, it's got like a metal blade.
Oh.
And I'm like, what is this? Are we weed eating? I was like, what's going on here? That's to get through the ice. You don't want to drill through this ice. It's over a foot thick. I'm like, oh, okay. That'd be interesting. So won't you scare the fish away? You gotta sneak up on them, you know? You don't have to sneak up on these fish. They're cold and hungry.
Hmm.
So we get down there and we got to pull this sled out there. Now, keep in mind, you think about walking on ice, you're thinking about the Bambi show, right?
Or
you're thinking about Winnie the Pooh, you know, and how they're skating across the ice barefoot.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
You know, there's 1 foot of ice, but then there's 2 foot of snow.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Crunching out across there.
Yeah, so you're just crunching out across snow.
Oh, yeah.
And then, and you're stepping in it, and so you're really working. Now I didn't work up a sweat, but it was hard to breathe. And when you're breathing in air that's like negative 15 degrees, you know, your lungs hurt. I'm like,
go on without
it. Hurts to breathe. Hurts to breathe. So we're walking. So we're pulling, and besides that, you're pulling a sled with a freaking gas powered weed eater on it. And so I'm still thinking we can carry all this. I'm like, what do we need the sled for? We can carry all this. We get all the way out there. Little did I know, I wasn't just pulling a sled. I was pulling a shelter. Because they took everything off the sled, and the sled unfolds into a house.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's like a little plastic house. I'm like, yeah, what good is that going to do? It's like paper thin. But it's like...
Shelter from the wind.
It shelters you from the wind, and you can get in and get your feet up off the ice about an inch.
Oh, really?
So, and that makes a big difference after 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Because, no matter how good those boots are, you're standing on ice, man.
Yeah.
It's ice.
Wow.
And what the trick is to sit on the bucket with your back to the wind. This is the trick. You sit on the bucket, if you're not in the shanty, you sit on the bucket with your back to the wind, and you prop your feet up on the on their heels, so that just the tip of the heel is touching the ice.
Yeah. Reduce your surface area.
Exactly. And that's how you stay the warmest.
Huh.
And then you put your pole down in the hole, and they fire this thing up, this weed eater, and they drill through a foot of ice. And then I look over and I'm like, oh, is there a road over there? The lake must end right over there. And they look over there. I'm like, why? Well, because there's 3 or 4 cars going over there. Is that where the road is? No, that's the lake. They're just driving out on the lake. But they ain't driving out on the lake. Driving out on the lake. It's a foot thick.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's 10 foot thick. I ain't driving on a lake.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're driving over there. It's crazy.
How funny.
A car on water.
Somebody told me a story one time about, I don't remember if it was like in Alaska or something, but there was this place where there's two bridges.
Yeah.
And there's a bridge that goes, you know, they're one way. One bridge goes one way and the other bridge goes the other way, right?
Uh-huh.
And
they're side by side?
Yeah. Well, they're kind of, yeah.
Are they end to end?
Huh?
Sorry.
Side by side. And
you get to the end of one, go away.
Okay, go back. No, the side by side, and during the summer or whatever, everybody uses those bridges.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lake or whatever, water runs underneath these bridges. But in the winter, when it's really solid and everything, people drive across. So that they cut through. Everybody's like cutting through this.
Because they don't have to use the bridges.
Yeah. And so they say, you know, it's really kind of fun, and then, you know, all this kind of stuff like that. And they said it always happens that somebody says they can make it just one more time.
Oh, in the spring?
In the spring. They can make it. I can make it just one more time. Yeah. And they have to wind up pulling somebody out of the wall.
Yeah.
And that's the signal that no more driving across the ice.
Well, they go out and measure the depth, and they have a department, DRM, I don't know what it stands for, Department of Random Ice Monkeys. I don't know. But they have they have a department that goes out and measures how thick the ice is and tells you whether or not you can drive on it. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But Faith's brother did buy a brand new Jeep and sink it through the ice.
Wow.
Yes, when he was a kid. So when he was a teenager. So it still does happen even in Wisconsin, I guess.
Wow.
But anyway, so we stuck out.
You know why that happens?
Why?
Because you're on ice.
Stupid.
3,000 pounds. You realize
we're standing on ice. Yeah. We're the furthest away from someplace warm we could get, you know. So we're out there on the ice and we're fishing. And you put your. And I'm used to fishing. When I fish, you're either doing the spinner baits where you're casting and you're trying to move it in a, you know, in a rhythmic motion to try to attract the fish, you know, moving through the water, or you're doing the bait fishing where you throw it out there and you gotta be really still and wait for the fish to come along and you can't be jerking it around or making any noise. Mm-hmm. These fish are cold and hungry.
Hmm.
And the more you move it, the more they're gonna want to bite it.
Really?
So you're sitting there, well, I mean, not crazy, but I mean, you're jigging up and down, up and down,
sure.
And you kind of move it up and up and up, and you let it fall down. Then you move it up and up and let it fall down. And bam, we were catching them like crazy. I caught like 8 fish.
Really?
And
good size ones?
Yeah, they were. They called them bluegill.
They're
what we call any of them? Sunnies, I guess.
Any of them that you couldn't get through the hole?
No. none that big. Oh, that's a big one there. But here's the weird part. You get them out, and you just throw them down.
What?
Yeah, you have to get them out. You take them off your hook. You just throw them down.
You don't put them on a stringer or whatever, that line, that thing?
No, you just throw them down on the ice.
Well, what do they do?
They sit over there and flop for an hour.
Really? They don't freeze up?
They eventually freeze. They go from alive. They go alive to frozen.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you throw them out. It's like it's ice, and they're almost frozen when you pull them out anyway.
Yeah.
But they sit over there, and they'll sit over there for 30 minutes, and they'll flop. One of them will go, they'll be sitting there for 30 minutes and it'll flop. I'm like, well, that's weird. Still alive. And so, yeah, they just, I guess they only take a breath every 4 or 5 seconds anyway.
Yeah.
It's like their metabolism is so slow. Wow. Then I caught a couple of perch, a couple of big perch, and we had a good time. Anyway, we'd been out there a couple of hours, and I was like, okay, I'm done. I mean, you know, it's been 2 hours.
Yeah.
And, but there's, you know, so I'm out there on the ice, and I look around, and my brother-in-law's gone. I'm there with my nephew, but my brother-in-law's gone. And I'm like, where he went to? Well, he comes back. He had to go do something with his wife or something. But he came back, and he had a sack with him. He said, here, I brought y'all a snack. They were hot apple pies from McDonald's.
Oh.
Wow. Now, normally, I don't buy hot apple pies from McDonald's.
You just smear them all over your hands.
I rub my hands in them and smear them on my face.
The warmth.
No, he brought his hot apple pies from McDonald's, and literally that was probably the best thing I've ever eaten in my entire life. I mean, oh man, you know, it's just like warm, hot food, and you weren't expecting it. Yeah. You know, you weren't even.
I wish my tongue wasn't numb so I could taste this.
This would be great. That feeling in my mouth. Oh, no, they were great. They were fantastic. I was like, dude, I'll kiss you. I ain't lying. Give me an apple pie. So that was fun. It's the most fun you can have while freezing to death.
Yeah. So is it true what they say? You get sleepy when you get cold like that?
No, I wasn't sleepy.
You feel like you go to sleep and you just won't wake up.
There wasn't no place to get comfortable enough to go to sleep. I sit on a bucket.
Oh,
did you miss that part?
You weren't cold enough then.
No, I wasn't cold enough for that. No, the clothes they gave me warm, and it was all right.
Cool.
Taking the fish off, I mean, when you like catch a fish and you want to take it off,
yeah.
It was like kind of, right, I'm kind of cold, dude. You know, put me back in the water. Cold. Cold out here. So that's my fishing cold story.
Very cool.
My cold fishing story. My ice fishing story. That was my story.
Very cool. I'm glad you had such a good time.
That's what I did over my vacation.
When I was here, not doing that.
Not freezing to death.
No, it was shorts weather around here.
Oh, it was so great.
I actually wore shorts while you were gone.
I had the air conditioner on the day we got back. It was 80 degrees.
Yeah.
Came back to 80 degree weather. I was like, oh, this is great. I love Texas. Texas rules. Now, today it was 32.
Yeah.
29.
Yeah. But even so.
Even so, it won't be that very long.
No. Not compared to up there.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for stopping by and hearing my ice fishing story. What?
No.
Oh. And tune in tomorrow, and Chaz will say
Farfid Nugent.
You always say it. Say something different.
Well, okay. Nugent Farfid?
Just can't completely just rent the whole thing. I just don't know what to do.
How about?
Two blind squirrels, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23. Where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.